Everything all governments do on this continent is all about minerals and resources. All interaction and dealings with Aboriginal, original people is about control, oppression and land grabbing since 1788 to today. The state, territory and federal quasi-governments are merely corporations, vying to steal the land for multinational and national corporations. The intervention was nothing but a land grab. It allowed for the removal of the Racial Discrimination Act, which resulted in the removal of the land permit system. Once the intervention started, 273 exploration permits for uranium mining were approved within the first 6 months of the intervention, and our communities witnessed a large number of plane and helicopters flying in grid formation across our lands, across the entire territory, mapping out the land and the resources and the minerals. The current fraudulent pandemic is also being used as an opportunity to steal the land and take as much resources and minerals for the government and private corporations. I've said it from the start, this is not about our health. It is an attempt to remove the tribal people off the land and steal everything. The only thing standing in the way is the tribal people. This corporate genocide is a war crime, and all involved are complicit. As the Nuremberg II trials begin, led by Raina Fulmich, it is evident through evidence available to all that this pandemic is a lie, and this experimental vaccine they are forcing upon humanity is nothing but a bioweapon designed to kill people. On the Tiwi Islands, the cemetery has doubled in size over the past 2 years, and the high rates of heart attacks and deaths we are facing across our communities is astronomical, and the deliberate attempt to eradicate our sovereign tribal people off the land. This is a genocide of the oldest living culture on the planet. Right now, the federal government is pushing new biosecurity measures onto the Tiwi Island people, while they remove sick people from the land and force them into quarantine centres, keeping in mind the sick people that they are removing off the land have all been vaccinated. There has been a number of deaths in the quarantine facility in Darwin that has been covered up by the Northern Territory government. I bring to your attention the extensive deals that have already been done or are awaiting approval across the Northern Territory of Australia. Here is a government mining map of pending and approved exploration licences and permits in the Northern Territory. If you look at the pastoral leases pending and the pastoral leases approved and combine them with the mining maps, you can see the entire territory has been sold off already. All they need to do is get rid of the people. They can open, and then they can open up the land for business. The so-called native title claims over 50% of the territory means nothing. Native title is slave's title. The land councils have sold us out. It's time we get rid of them altogether. The main culprit in this deliberate attempt to defraud the tribes of their lands and resources is the Northern and Central Land Councils, which are merely subsidiary corporations of the federal government and serve the domestic and foreign corporations, not the tribal people. Furthermore, the land councils have been paying tribal people $500 to take this experimental injection. The land councils are up to their necks in this genocide of the people and should cease and desist immediately. Michael Gunner has been pushing this bioweapon into our communities using the military, police and medical staff to force vaccinate our people through coercion, force, fear, lockdowns, threats and bribery through paying people. A lot of Aboriginal leaders have been tricked into believing the government's lies and have encouraged many people to listen to the government, and now we have extremely high death rates amongst our people. I spoke to Uncle Keith Rory, who is a senior elder and lawman who speaks and represents the four large clan groups in the region. And he stated clearly that all the clan groups had agreed that they did not want any mining or businesses to happen on the Robertson River or the Borroloola region anymore, because they didn't want the land damaged any further than they've already had to endure through the Borroloola, the MacArthur River mine.
My name is Keith Rory, Balyarini Keith. Balyarini Rory, my middle name, it comes from my skin and my country, where my land is, and my tribe is Garo. Well, I'm a leader, especially a high, you know, with the four clan group in Borroloola, and assisting one organisation on the other, but my mind is to work with people and our land. It's very important than anything else.
Have you approved any mining or businesses on your land?
Not in my area. You know, when you look that is towards the border, we said no to mine. Any mining, even fracking or drilling.
Yo.
In the Gara country. Yep.
Ma. Are you aware of Red Bank Copper Limited? Are you aware of their application to mine your country in 2022?
No, my son, I got a big surprise what you told me, because like I told you earlier, yesterday and this morning, and my wife calling Charlie's come from Red Bank Mine. He got an outstation called Jangalina, right on the Woolgrain, right on the border, Woolgrain Station. We always told them they've been mined and they've done a big damage, pollution, went all over, downstream, upstream, and we told them to stop, no more mining. And they did put a promise to us, no more mining, because we need to clean the shit that left with us. Yeah.
Yo.
But then again, what I heard from here, that they're going ahead, so which is mean that they was playing a game with the tribal law leader and two elders, an elders and member. Yep.
Yep, so what they promised you, based on what I've read, they've lied to you.
Yeah. They're supposed to be, we said now from all the time, and we told them for the last nearly 15, 20 years, no more mining, you clean, clean, clean. And we still never get a good answer back. And now we heard it. So what a trick what they did to me and my wife and my children and my wife's brothers and sisters. And my brother, this, which is the leader, Donald Bob, yeah. Jungan, and 3 hours.
Yo, Ma. Uncle, can I just ask you, how do you feel about these forced vaccinations and lockdowns and all these mandates? How do you feel about all that?
I feel real bad. I feel real, no good what been happened from start to the finish. And you know, we thought that we're gonna go up, you know, have people go to down and get looked after, and nothing, all lie. All they wanted you to get out of here, give you probably a job here, and lay up in Darwin, pray with the quarantine, to suffer, and leave us. And I'm looking forward to stop this enforcement, what they got.
Yep.
Thanks.
And how do you feel about our mob being forced off country into the quarantine?
Well, because all these things are happening, you know, government of mining, they can come around and sweet talk. They don't really hit the big tribes. They only can come and talk to one or two or three person, you know, sweet talk. When I say sweet talk, money, Monica. And that's when they can take your land, but
yep.
They worry about our land. Our land is more precious than anything else. That's where we came from. That's where we raised from. That's where we hunt. That's where we go fish. That's where we live. That's where we get our bush medicine. And we did survive in a generation, because my parents and my brothers and sisters have died of chicken flu and the Hong Kong flu. And that didn't last for 2 or 3 years. It only lasts for a year and a half, and that's it, gone. How can you enjoy again? But yeah, this one here is a non-stop enforcement.
Yep.
From the self-government, what they're doing themselves. Yep. So we want all to get together, all leaders from all states, you know, organization. Please, listen. We got too much family already gone. Let's listen and talk and work together. Shake hands and let's do it and stop it, like what that did to us. If they can do it, let's do it together. We got some other, I call Barana people, white men from Waibala. They're in with us too to help us. They know some of us been, some of them people who live with us, they've seen our country, they've seen their wife and their children country. It's so beautiful, same as their country, but we got lovely environment.
I know this is sensitive, and I send my love to yous all, but you've lost a family member in that quarantine centre.
Yep.
How much has that affected everybody?
And her birthday today, and it's been over, what, 3 months, 4 months? And, you know, his spirit gone, but his memory and his love still with us. Because in my mind and my wife and their sisters, I still worried about that day. So when we win the battle, family, if you listen over in Robinson, there are people, Domiji, we're going to help them. Them, yep. And whoever behind and enforcement, what they did to my sister. She didn't have the virus. She was in there all that time where she went to bed and tell us right away that told her this months ago she had melanomas. Whatever you call it, bugs. And all they said, yeah, everything all right from her COVID, but they didn't tell what sort of other stuff was in it, the bugs. So, yeah, I'm looking forward, my nephew. As soon as we win this battle, they're going to pay big time.
Absolutely.
It doesn't say that we're happy now. We're going to be both way happy and sorry for all the family from my area, your area, right up in Arnhem, Kesseren, Tiwi Island, right back then.
Yo. And Uncle, whereabouts are you located right now? You're in where?
We got four clan group, which is Yanyola, Mara, Goranji, but I'm in the Gara side, which is outside from the other side of the river. MacArthur River towards the border. Yeah, Carpentary Highway. Savannah Highway.
Ma, thank you.
Yeah.
Armour Energy, yep.
Yeah, it's a company, like fracking company, that came here before.
Yep.
And they was gonna do a fracking here, but we all walked off at a meeting. The whole four language group in Borrella, they all said no to that thing company. They all said no. I told them, look, we all walk out of this meeting. That's the only way we can beat them. And we did. We did walk out. The whole family walked out. And I made them walk out. And you know what they said? They said to me, well, look, you can stop this now, but we're going to find another way around this.
Really?
That's what they said. Yeah, they said it. And even Northern Land Council said it. Not black fellow in Northern Land Council, white fellow behind it said it.
Yeah,
they in Northern Land Council. So, and you know what else, too? I had to call EDO in Darwin, and I told EDO, can you follow up Army Energy for me now? Because I don't even know where they are right now and what they're up to. And I've done a lot of work with EDO. And EDO, they found out that Army Energy sold half of his company and to a new company called MacArthur River Oil and Gas Company. And that company, they already got out here now. That's the way they're targeting all that area of that Wargang and Red Bank Mine. I seen all that thing map, they showed me where they're targeting it. I got a map here too for it.
Yep.
The planned and approved sell-off of the land contradicts the people's wishes to not have any businesses on the lands and destroy the land any further. Mining company, Red Bank Copper Limited, have major investments in the Robinson River region, and according to their website, they make the following statement. Over the past 18 months, our exploration team has made solid progress towards unlocking the value of the Northern Territory copper portfolio. With detailed groundwork highlighting drill targets that will be the focus of our 2022 exploration program. The Redbank tenure as of the 31st of June 2021 shows the very location the COVID hotspots were set up is the very location for their 2020 pending application is right where the NT government has targeted the communities in our region. The Redbank project spans a copper prospective portion of the MacArthur Basin approximately 200 kilometres east to west and 70 kilometres north to south. The previous executive chairman of Redbank Copper stated, "The most important thing at the moment is Redbank has secured the entire eastern MacArthur Basin and tenement applications. And our large portion of those applications are due to be granted in the coming weeks. So once we have granted tenements, we will be able to make plans to go out and undertake first pass exploration. As for the as far as strategy goes, we want to have the shortest distance between the money we have in the bank and finding copper targets we can drill. It is my belief through evidence and the mistreatment of our tribal people that this absolute agenda of all quasi-governments and national and international corporations is to steal the land and rid the land of the one thing stopping them from completely taking everything, and that's the sovereign original tribal people of the lands. The Deagle military website states that the Australian population will decrease to 9 million people by 2025. That's 16 million people gone. So these multinational corporations are happy to genocide 15 million non-tribal people in order to convince 1 million tribal people to take this bioweapon, so they can be left with 9 million obedient slaves to mine all these lands and resources they are stealing off the sovereign tribal people through this process. This is genocide on a grand scale. These corporate governments and the land councils are trying to eradicate the sovereign tribal people for the greed of multinational corporate conglomerates and private shareholders in order to steal the land and resources at the expense of killing off the oldest living culture on the planet. This is corporate genocide and a war crime, and all parties, domestic and foreign, should cease and desist in these actions immediately. This is an evil agenda. The international community needs to intervene immediately and stop the genocide. We need military intervention now. We are being slaughtered for corporate greed. This is a crime against humanity. We need the Australian people to stand up. We need the Australian people to walk with us. We need the Australian people to unite with the tribal people, and together, let's take back our lives. Let's take back our government. Let's work together to create a healthy, prosperous future for all of us. We need to get rid of these corporate governments, these corporate agents, these foreign corporate conglomerates that are killing us all and stealing tribal lands in order to make themselves wealthy while they starve us and kill us off the land. This is the opportunity we have, people. This is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity for us to stand together, black and white, to unite, to take back our country and to stop this genocide against all people, and to keep the land healthy, to keep the land safe for future generations. We can do this. We can work together. We just have to unite and stand together as one. Please, walk with us. Let's stand together and let's free us all. Freedom and power to humanity.